in our lives. We all have pain, we all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride. If I have faith, you need to borrow. For no one can feel those of your needs that you to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available, along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Well, what can I say, folks? Here in Florida, it's raining all over the place. And let me just say this to you. I'm glad I could be here. I had a big operation a couple days ago, and I'm trying to work this in. So if you hear I'm a little weak, my voice, then you know what story. I had all these pain medicines in me. Anyway, welcome to the Blind Beyond Radio Show, the only radio show in the country that's live all over the country. It's a commercial radio show. We're a nonprofit radio show. The phone number to call in, which is, I hope you do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we get started, let me introduce you to some of the players here. To my left, my beautiful co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder.
Hello, everybody, and by hook or crook, we are here. Welcome, welcome to the September 19th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Woo!
Yeah.
And about 50 miles away from us in his home, my co-host, David Hildebrand.
Good evening, everyone. Good to be here, and welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Where else would you be after all? This is the place to be on a Sunday night, for goodness sakes.
And in the studios, well, watching the dials and setting the dials.
He just rode his boat there, Michael.
That's my
swam in.
Yeah. Swam in. Chris Shaw, you there?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, he's there.
I made it. How you doing?
He's tallying off right now.
You can take your shirt off, Chris. Nobody's looking.
Well, I don't know. We got cameras all over the place in here now, so I don't know. I don't want to be putting on no peep show.
At least it's an audio show here, so you're good for the time.
So it was flooded near your neighborhood, Chris, and you had a hard time getting out.
Right. My whole neighborhood by my house is straight flooded, and the water it looked like it's getting close. I took a video of it before I left, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
We almost, not I think good. I want to call it the swimming pool almost.
Where's the water coming from?
That's a good question, but I think most of it came from the sky.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that. I know a lot of rain came down in a short period of time.
Oh, he's got a big lake near him.
Well, he has the Lake Monroe there, but that wouldn't affect him. It's from the rain. But thank
you. Well, yeah, I'm pretty far away from Lake Monroe, but I don't know how and why it's like there's no drainage system in our neighborhood.
You'll be finding out soon.
Yeah, a lot of neighborhoods are like that, unfortunately. They find out later, you know, but hey, it'll get straightened out.
Well, I'm like Ray Charles over here. You got the right one, baby.
Yeah. That's right.
Anybody have any?
Well, folks, anybody have a shout out?
I have one shout out.
Come here.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out to our granddaughter, Rachel. It's her birthday today. I know she's working, but she'll probably listen to the archive show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rachel.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Rachel. All right.
And many more.
Yeah, and also I just wanted to remind everybody briefly that September is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. I'll read something to you about that a little bit.
Really?
David, how about you?
I would definitely like to give a little shout out to my dear wife, Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
And yet she's not here right now. She's at the hotel. We're still working on our house being renovated. So I'm at the garage man cave studios here, and she's away at the hotel. But definitely a big shout out to my love of my life and to my also to my good friend Neville, who is listening to me on a new radio, I do believe, right now. So hello, Neville. And to my good friends up in Pittsburgh, who I'll be seeing soon, Terry, Marcy, Mandy, Tom, and whoever else might be listening. How about that?
Well, hello, Neville.
Yay. Hello, Neville is right.
It's nice of you to buy him a radio.
I'm thrilled that he's listening, you know?
They rushed it to him so he could listen to the show.
In time for Sunday.
Right. So we're going to have a busy show today, Michael. You think
so? Yeah, we may have a guest.
A friend, a guest. We may.
An actor, a singer. We'll see if he shows.
If he shows, it'll be a wonderful surprise.
Yeah, we'll see if he shows.
If he doesn't show, the thought was nice.
If he doesn't, we can talk about him.
Yeah.
And that could be just as fun sometimes.
We have a busy show lined up. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to Dr. Calvin Roberts, who's the president and CEO of Lighthouse Guild, and our friend, our 97-year-old friend, Peter Durante, will be calling in. He wants to sing a song and tell a few jokes.
He wants to sing last week. We didn't let him last week. He was too busy.
And then the second hour is jam-packed.
Just as well. He waited until I was on the show so I can hear him.
Yeah. Folks, I have something to tell you.
Yeah.
If you don't know already.
What?
This show, if you don't know,
mm-hmm.
we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you're turning your dials, don't turn the dial. Don't do it. Listen to the show for a few minutes. See if you like it. We have a lot of sighted people listening to this radio show.
They will like it.
We try to entertain. We try to educate. We try to inform.
Have fun.
We try to get you also. Next few weeks, we'll be working on getting folks that are wishing to have jobs in the blind community. Jobs.
How about that?
So, folks.
Yes.
Since this show started, April will be 7 years, believe it or not. We have increased our listenership. And we have no United States listening. Canada's listening. We even have people I know in Australia listening. So if you'd like to call in, call in. Right now, the lines are wide open. 407-894-1680. And for all the folks that have sent me cards, called me, emailed me, in reference to getting well, I thank you so much. I'll tell you something. It was a trip. It was an experience. Going to the operation for me was not as big as going through all the nonsense before the operation, right, Lynn? Because all the stuff. Oh my God! Someday we'll have to tell you what they did to us. They just wore me out with stuff. Yep.
They were saying something about that. They think that the frontal lobotomy took as well. So that should be excellent for you for the future.
That's another day. Another topic. So, Chris, can we go to break and we'll talk to our first.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away.
Here we go.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. It's 407-894-1680. Hey, Lynn.
Okay, Michael, I guess it's my turn to speak up. Well, we'd like to welcome for the very first time, and actually this gentleman was supposed to come on a month ago, but due to weather, inclement weather, we had to cancel the show. So we're really happy tonight. It is our pleasure to welcome Dr. Calvin Roberts, who is the president and CEO at Lighthouse Guild in New York City. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show, Dr. Roberts.
Welcome,
well,
Dr.
Thank
Roberts.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be out with you and all your listeners.
Hey, doctor. Good to have you, man.
Thank you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Dr. Roberts? I know that you're an ophthalmologist by trade.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and then how you got involved at Lighthouse Guild?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am an ophthalmologist, and I've been professor at Cornell University Medical College in New York City. This will be my 40th year. And for the first 25 years, I was a practicing clinical ophthalmologist. And then I went into the pharmaceutical industry as the chief medical officer at Bausch & Lomb. And
wow.
Then just a year and a half ago, I came to Lighthouse Guild. And the reason for coming to Lighthouse Guild was that this is the golden moment for assistive technology. Like never before, everything's coming together, whether it's augmented reality, whether it's programmed learning, facial recognition, virtual reality. All these technologies are so primed to help people who are visually impaired and people with vision loss. And so what I saw at Bausch & Lomb in all those years I was there is how much great technology isn't being repurposed because there's not the money, there's not the profit motive in the audience of people who are blind and visually impaired. And Lighthouse Guild has now taken the mantle that we will be the leaders in assistive technology. I was just saying that we are in the final 2 weeks of construction of what will be the world's foremost center for assistive technology here in New York City. This will be an opportunity for developers, engineers, academics, entrepreneurs, and of course, the users to get together and let's see how we can advance assistive technology.
Well, a central location is awesome. That's
terrific. So tell us a little bit about the basics, the support services there to develop living skills, and then a little bit about the training services, and then we'll talk about the technology center.
Right. So what's unique about Lighthouse Skills is we are based on the medical model, which is that we are a medical organization. And as such, we have health services. We have behavioral health, mental health services, in addition to all the vocational rehab services that we offer. And so we offer services to people throughout the visual spectrum, from people with no vision to people with full vision. We have optometrists who are doing low vision. We have endocrinologists and how important they are, because diabetes is such a large source of patients with blindness, so we want to be able to care for them particularly well in our place. One thing I can tell you for sure, if you lose your vision, you will get depressed. Some people get more depressed, some people get less depressed, but everyone who loses vision goes through a period of depression. And we have the largest service of mental health specialists. We have 12 full-time psychiatrists, psychologists, clinical social workers, full-time just taking care of people with depression associated with vision loss. It's really...
Dr. Roberts, are they on the premises, or is this now related to your telehealth?
How does
that work?
So this is really amazing, because we were traditionally an in-person type of facility. However, when COVID came, we did an about-face, and we went to really almost entirely telehealth. You know, it's really interesting what we've learned about telehealth. First of all, it's so much more efficient for both the doctors and for the clients, for the patients, because when you take away that need to travel in order to get to see your doctor, now you don't have to worry about transportation. You don't have to worry in New York City about mass transit. Also, your health doesn't necessarily sometimes prohibit you from seeing your doctor, because if you can dial into your doctor from home, the doctors can relate to you that way. And the doctors love it. The patients love it. Plus, we are now treating people throughout the United States.
Wait. I have a question. This is Michael. I have a question. So you're saying to me right now in telehealth, someone in New Jersey or New England can call you?
California?
Even Pennsylvania can call you?
Correct. Correct.
Wow, that's really great. That's really great.
Because one of the things that I came to realize is that there are so many great small organizations throughout the country that are just trying their best to service their blind and visually impaired patients, but they don't have access to this kind of specialized behavioral health services. And what we say to them is, please, you do the things that you do super well, but if you need some of the services that we can provide, we're happy to help you. And so that we'll have people who are cared for in other states for their vocational rehab needs and their orientation and mobility, but they'll come to us for their mental health.
Doctor, I've got to tell you, this is Dave. I honestly believe that the mental health aspect, especially the people that just became blind, but even more when people just as much, after they've been blind for a while, it's very important that a lot of places simply don't have any kind of backup. They may have a discussion group, if that, and someone with professional credentials is awesome. That's That's a huge thing. So,
yeah, plus, you know, we hear so much in the media about COVID-related isolation depression. And what I tell people is whatever sighted people experience in terms of isolation depression, our visually impaired patients get it many times over. And so that, yes, we just find that this is a service that so many people benefit from. The other service that a lot of people love are the tele-support groups, because we have literally over 20 different tele-support groups which meet over the phone in varying topics, from mothers who want to learn how to advocate for their children, to people with specialized retinal diseases who want to talk with other people who have the same type of condition. And so I really invite people who would like to participate in one of our telesupport programs to just go to our website, because they're all listed there. And you can get part of a telesupport group just by going to our website. We have a brand new website, which just went up about a month, 6 weeks ago. And it's great, and it's obviously fully accessible. So I encourage people, go to www.lighthouseguild.org.
You are truly filling a void, that,
right.
I think it's huge. And you know what? I've got to tell you, Doctor, listening to your voice, the enthusiasm and the excitement makes me even more excited about it.
David, you know what I'm thinking? They're so 21st century. It's really a pleasure to hear all the opportunities, both virtual and,
But I know that, especially I know that the mental health aspect is so important to someone that just became blind. And I know when I've worked here at the local lighthouse and met so many people that just came to our checking, wanting to find out about services, that's a huge, huge part of it, is them accepting that and learning to cope and different things that you guys are filling in to help with. So kudos to you.
That's right.
I appreciate that.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know when I went blind, thank God I have a wife that's fabulous, because none of the doctors told me where to go, what to do. We didn't know anything.
Now we're happy to show you where to go at all times.
Right? You're funny.
Yeah.
He just had to meet us, and now we're happy to tell him where to go.
That's where we met you, though, David.
Oh, that's true.
Even when I walked out of Will's Eye Hospital, no, even Will's Eye never mentioned what I should do, who to call, nothing.
So, Dr. Roberts, for people who are listening, especially up in the New York, NYC, tri-state area, possibly Long Island, that just became blind, like somebody like Michael, the way he used to be, what would you tell them, you know, about picking up the phone and don't be scared? Before the telehealth, what would, you know, if they want to learn how to use a cane like Michael had to do?
Right. So
tell them a little bit about the basics.
Right. So as an ophthalmologist, I really came to realize that ophthalmologists have as much a responsibility to care for people who cannot see as for people who can see. Because if you are truly patient-focused, then you care about the patient, not just their eyes. And so that what I am encouraging all my ophthalmology colleagues is that when you have someone, even in the very early stages of vision loss, send them to us. Let us evaluate them. Because again, with all this great new technology, there's so much that we're going to be able to do for people, and it's always easier to teach people technology while they still can see and train them. And so should their condition progress,
right,
understand the technology. So to that point, one of the programs that we're so excited about as part of our technology group is that we have a podcast series. And we next week we will launch season two. It's called On Tech and Vision, O-N-T-E-C-H, On Tech Envision. Don Tekin's Envision, and you can get it wherever you get your podcast, from Apple Podcasts or elsewhere. And in each episode, what we do is we talk about big ideas that can really help to transform technology. You know, one of the great sources of technology is all the research that has gone into the autonomous driving car.
Right.
Literally billions of dollars have been spent on R&D to develop a autonomous driving car. Well, what does an autonomous driving car need to know? It needs to know what's in front of me, what's behind me, what's to my right, what's to my left. Is it a person? Is it a dog? Is it a tree? Is it a stop sign? Is there a pothole in front of me? Is the light turning green? What does someone who's visually impaired need to know? What's in front of me? What's behind me? What's to my right? What's to my left? Is it a dog? Is it a tree? Is there a pothole in front of me? Is the light turning green?
And exactly.
You can just picture how all this great technology can be repurposed from its original function of helping to drive an autonomous driving car to allowing someone who is visually impaired in order to navigate so much easier when they're outside.
And that's smart.
And that's what we're doing.
Excellent. Hey,
that's something.
Doctor, can I ask you a quick question? This is Dave again. How about Braille?
Yeah.
Are you doing anything to push Braille use
now
that we've got more displays and stuff available to us?
Yeah. So here's I hope that if you listen to the first episode of season two when it comes out next week, what we're talking about here is making Braille better, because Braille is terrific for text. But Braille doesn't do images. It doesn't do graphs. And so what you have is, for students who their sighted colleagues can look at a graph and understand the data on a graph just by looking at it, Braille doesn't let you do that.
Right.
And what we're looking for is in that next generation of refreshable displays is to be able to display not just the text, but the images as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Roberts, we'd like to touch on this more next time. We hope you visit us again. We'll be going to break, so please give out the contact information before we go to break.
Absolutely. One more time, www.lighthouseguild.org.
Do you have a
phone number?
Oh, it's on the website.
Okay,
that's cool.
I have a phone number, 800-284-4427, I believe. Is it 27?
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right.
Well, check out the website, too.
Yeah,
this has been great.
It's on the website.
This has been great to have you on, Doctor. And you're doing some awesome stuff, too. I love that.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Michael. Thanks,
thank you very much,
I have to
doctor.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Roberts.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. Don't forget, checking out the podcast, too. That sounds good.
It's called On Tech and Vision.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We mean it.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number calling, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And by the way, folks, if you missed any show last week or last year, well, all the shows, including this one, when this goes off, we go off the air, and about 2-3 hours later, we put it on archive. We archive the shows. So all the shows, there's more than 300 shows are archived. So that's right. How you get it is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's what you have to do. Go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go to our webpage, pull it up, and then go look at the date that you want to listen to. That's what it go by. Michael, what, Lynn?
Michael, before we go to David's trivia, I mentioned before that I would elaborate on National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So just very briefly, I wanted to tell everybody that National Prostate Health Month is observed every September in North America by health experts, health advocates, and individuals concerned with men's prostate health and prostate cancer. Michael, you know all about that. And this year, more than 174,600 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and more than 31,600 die from the disease.
Wow.
Yeah, and most prostate cancer is diagnosed in men older than 65. So please get checked. If you'd like more information, just visit preventcancer.org.
I know about blindness, and I know about that too, prostate cancer.
I know about Miss Green being silly. So.
And I hear Miss Green in the background.
Hey, Miss Green.
Hey, Mike, Lynn.
That's
we got
our show's mascot.
We have a guest caller on the phone line. We got a caller calling in.
Okay.
We got Peter from Sanford, Florida calling in. Peter, how you doing?
Fine.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, who's this? Mike? Michael?
Here, he's very soft.
You got Michael, Lynn, and Dave that are listening to you.
Oh, great. Well, good evening, all. We had some heavy rain, but it stopped now in Sanford. And I want to say that I'd like to sing a song for you, God Bless America, and play the harmonica, too.
Oh, wow. He wants to sing God Bless America. That would be nice.
That's wonderful.
That's very nice, Peter.
Okay.
Good, Peter.
Yes.
Let her rip, my friend.
Yep.
Yeah, the... Jimmy Durante's cousin from way back, and
wow.
he used to sing, "You gotta start off each day with a song, even when things go wrong. You'll look better, you'll even feel better if you start off each day with a song." He wrote that anyway. There's a lot.
You sounded kind of like him too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he had a great repertoire of songs. We need to pray for ourselves and our nation, and that God will guide us all through with our so-called problems. I'd just like to say that God is on our side, and we stay in touch and keep praying. We'll come out good. Now, I'm gonna play God Bless America.
Good, Peter.
God bless America, my home, sweet home. You had me standing up and saluting you, my friend.
Yes,
that was good.
Irving Berlin wrote that way back. President Roosevelt said we need a good song to get war bonds for the Second World War. So Irving Berlin wrote that for the nation, and he turned all the revenue of that song to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America.
No kidding. I always liked that song.
And he did many, many songs, Irving Berlin, a great American. And
he
was a very good...
They don't have people like that doing it today, singers, writers.
Yeah, there's very few around, but, you know, we have them all on... We have all those good records and songs on tape, and also some great songs from the plays, like South America,
South Pacific.
In South Pacific, we got Carousel. We have great songs there that they wrote, and my friend John, he plays them on the. He looks them up on a computer and plays them, and they're great, great songs that will never die. And we don't get many good writers today, but we've had some great ones in the 50s and 60s, and we can always look them up
That's true. They're on YouTube to enjoy.
You have a great program, and you're doing great work, and. It can only succeed because you're helping mankind with your station, and
we got people like you.
That's right.
That's why we're succeeding, my friend. Because people like you that call in and share some music and some fun, and that's why we're doing so well. So we appreciate you, man.
Thank you very much, Peter, for coming on. Appreciate it so much.
That was great.
That was Peter. That he's a cousin of Jimmy Durante. That's Peter Durante.
There you go.
Would you believe he's 97?
Jimmy had nothing on Peter, for goodness sake.
That's right. Well, we're going to right now, we're going to do a trivia. It's trivia time. David, this is your trivia.
It is? Okay. Well, in that case, here is a song. I would love for you to call in and tell us who did this song. I grew up during the 70s. And this song was an awesome tune during that time. Who did this song?
Who sang it? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
There you go.
Famous song. 407-894-1680.
Since I met you, I've begun to feel so strange.
Who's singing it?
Every time I speak your
there, Chris.
Okay, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Who is singing that song? 407?
Were you dancing to that one? Were you dancing to that, Chris?
Man, I was in here singing to that one.
See, I know you're a little young for that, but you probably know that song too.
Yeah, that's right up my alley. It was right then when I started to speak your name. That's all I got.
I had that on 45. Ooh. I had the 45 of that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I did. So please call in 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by. Call before midnight tonight. 407-894-1680. Who did that song? Please, if you don't call in, Michael will make fun of me because he always says I come up with songs that people don't know, but it's not true. It's not true. Thank you, Lynn.
Moshe Pippick and the Five Dwarfs.
You're close. No, that was Peter Pancreas and the Vital Organs did that song. Very a big number for them. No, it wasn't them, actually, but it was a great group. From when I was growing up in the 70s. Some people will claim that I'm still growing up or I haven't quite reached that point yet, but I'm working on it, you know. I'm going to be turning 60 in a couple of weeks, my friend.
Oh, my goodness.
Catching up to you there, Michael. Yeah.
All righty then. 60 years old is right around the corner for me, too. Don't feel bad.
Sweet. Yeah, around the corner and way down the block for you.
Listen, we got two callers calling in, all from the East Coast. All from the East Coast. We got one caller calling in from the Big Apple. That's right, the Big Apple. And then we have another caller calling in from the beautiful city of West Palm Beach, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Linda from New York and Anthony from West Palm Beach.
So who called in first?
We got Linda on the phone, and we've got Anthony on the phone. Okay, let's go. Linda was first?
Yes, sir.
All right. Linda ladies from first, New York. Anyway.
So we got
Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, how are you?
All right. How you doing, Linda?
I'm fine, thank you.
The world famous Linda from New York City?
That's it. World famous.
Well, I'm glad you called, and I wonder, do you happen to know who did that song?
I think it was the Spinners.
You are right.
He's right.
You're right.
Thank you.
We're going to find yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
I love it when people answer that my trivia question. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having
me. I'm sure you remember that song from growing up, huh?
Absolutely. It's a good song.
Yeah, that was a good one.
A good group. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. They had a couple of good ones, good songs, actually.
Have you ever been to the Brooklyn Paramount?
No, I have not.
I never heard of it. I don't get out much, though, you know.
She's from New York.
That's the Brooklyn Paramount.
What is? Did you
give her something? What is the Brooklyn Paramount there, miss?
There's a Paramount in Huntington that has a lot of good shows.
Oh, it's a concert hall?
Yeah.
Alan Freed.
Long Island.
Oh, very good.
Alan Freed.
Lou, just out of curiosity, are you blind or are you sighted?
Sighted, thank goodness.
Very good. Yeah, thank goodness is right. That's cool.
Thank you. And she's one of our listeners that are sighted.
We got quite a mishmash. Some people can see, some people can, some
right.
In between.
Well, I've been listening
know.
For you.
Linda, I have a question
for
you.
I think it's a great show.
Linda,
thanks.
I have a question for you. So tell me something. I'm very curious. I'm not going to hold you to it, but question, why do you like this show? Any reason? A sighted person
like
this show?
I just like listening to everybody. I think, you know, it's compelling. It's like a nice thing to listen to on a Sunday night. You know, everybody's friendly.
You know?
People calling in. There's good topics of discussion. And
the Waltons aren't on anymore. This is replacing the Waltons, right? Kind of. I think it's kind of like a homey thing. Everyone kind of knows the different personalities.
Yes, exactly.
We're like
you
friends.
Know, it does. Yep.
Yeah.
And you're
part of that family now, my friend.
Thank you. That's an honor.
You're part of it. So.
All right. Glad to be.
Happy
to be.
Oh, you're awesome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, Linda. Enjoy your summer.
And you won.
I think it's wonderful. I'm excited. That's just a
Subway's got some great salads, too.
Oh,
yes.
And by the way, they also have cookies, I think, sometimes.
Yes, they do.
You might want to check out the chocolate chip. It would be my suggestion.
Oh, absolutely.
You're not diabetic.
Chocolate chip.
Thank you for calling
that's
in.
A problem.
Appreciate it so much, Linda. Is Anthony still there from West Palm Beach?
No, sir. Anthony just dropped the call. Miss Linda, don't go anywhere.
Anthony.
Hold on one moment, all right?
Okay. Yep, but we'll do. Thank you.
Thank you, miss. And Anthony, don't take it hard. You can still call back just to say hi if you want. You know, there'll be many other contests to win.
David,
I got to ask a question.
Yeah.
Did you hear when I spoke, a couple weeks ago, about how I learned how to get to sleep by ocean sounds from Alexa?
I thought it said you said something about that Lynn has a big hammer. Gives you a whack.
I just turned to Alexa. I say, Alexa, ocean sounds for 4 hours, or I may say 2 hours. Sometimes I say, Alexa, play ocean sounds for 4 hours.
I do remember you. We talked about that, and I think that's so cool because my wife does something similar, and she turned me on to it where you can an app. There's actually an app called Calm, C-A-L-M, that incorporates that along with, I think, some other ways of helping you relax. But, you know, everybody requires different ways to fall asleep. And that would be interesting. You know, blind people have different variables for, the problems for sleeping than sighted do, I think. And maybe some ways that might help. Not being able to see and being distracted, so I don't know, but I know you're a high intense guy there, Michael. So going to sleep, you probably got a lot rolling in your mind at one time, and the waves do the trick, huh?
Yep, the waves do the trick.
Yeah, there's a radio station, believe it or not, out of British Columbia, and all they play are waves on this radio station. Yeah, it's great. Nice sounding waves. I listen to it myself to fall asleep sometimes. So if you just want to call and tell us about how you fall asleep, 407-894-1680 is the number. Or if you just want to say hi and say, hey, Michael, good to hear you on. That's okay. We don't want to get a big head, but that's okay. If you just want to be friendly and stop by, it is Sunday night. All over the country and all over the world, it's Sunday night.
So, Dave, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about one of our guests that's coming on the second hour that you will be interviewing?
I'm excited. You know, I've never talked to Terry, but Terry Woolard is a fine musician. I've listened to a lot of his stuff on YouTube. And he is, I've read a bunch of people that talk about him being jazz, but I would say that that's only a very small part. I think he does a lot of stuff that is very reggae based, which I love because I'm really into the island reggae thing. So I'm anxious to talk to him. He is he does have vision problems, but I'm not sure if he's totally blind or what his situation is. But he's recorded several albums, and I believe he still lives up in Connecticut somewhere, which
Middletown.
So
yeah,
old Michael's got some Connecticut connections. So
yeah.
But anyway, so it'll be neat to talk to him and find out what influences and because I know if he's put out that many albums and some with singing, some instrumental. So I think he's going to be an interesting guy, and he also knows Stevie Wonder, from what I understand.
Yeah,
so
I read.
Maybe he might have some secrets he can tell us.
Hold on, we gotta wait one moment. Listen, there's this young lady that's on the phone line. She says she had to get in this conversation ASAP, Rocky. Uh-huh. Somebody might be in a little bit of trouble. It's one of the boss ladies. And that's all I'm going to say. It's just one of the boss ladies that's on the phone line calling in from Fern Park, Florida. Boss lady, you there?
I'm the boss lady.
Oh, man, it's so good to hear your voice, Chris.
Hi, Brenda.
I tell you what, I am at the hotel in Altamont in Hilton. Thank you, husband, because a hot shower does me good, but I had to jump out because it was great to hear Michael survived his surgery. And when you guys were talking about different apps to go to sleep, I also found one that talks about how to deal with pain. And when I was recovering almost a year ago from the spinal fusion, and thank you, everybody, for your prayers and support. And, you know, we're just a great community out there. But it works to help talk about pain or when you're getting older, how your body's going to break down. That's what it does. And
what the app's called?
Well, the one I use is Calm. You're right, honey. You got it right. What a good husband I have. Listen.
Brenda Lee.
That's me.
Is that your middle name, Lee?
No, yes, Lee. Ma'am.
She is.
Yeah, Brenda Lee was famous. It was a famous singer.
And that's why she was named Brenda Lee, because she was.
That's your middle name, Lee.
That was a popular time for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My mom said, okay, I know this is the last baby we're going to have. So she told my dad in Amarillo, Texas, okay, you can name this one.
I'm not calling you Brenda Lee.
What about Brenda Lee? And he had a crush on her when he was younger. And she said, okay, but you got to spell the middle name different. L-E-A.
That's funny.
No, you guys are great. And people listening, if you. You don't have to pay for it. You can try it. And these different apps that are out. And what we're talking about are things that you find on your phone and that you can listen to, especially when you're recovering from surgery, you may feel alone. You can listen to things that talk about anxiety. Lynn and I talk about
help you relax. Like
yes. So I'll get off my soapbox, but I love you guys. And I love hearing the harmonica, Dave. You need to practice up, baby.
That was nice. Yeah, God bless America.
Yeah, we love you too, Brenda.
Take care, Brenda. Thanks for
love you, baby. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brenda.
We're
gonna go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. Yes, we do. Look forward to seeing you on the other side of the break for the second hour.
Don't touch that dial.